This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. Sweet dreams
are made of these. All right, Lionel's our guest, riding shotgun in the next segment with Roger Stone with us. Lionel Media, LionelMedia.com, Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. Now, I'm not saying this to put a good face on it. For this time in the summer, we have the highest ratings we've ever had. We have the highest amount of listeners we've had since the election. We have the highest amount of advertisers knocking down our doors. We have the highest amount we've ever had in the summer, which is normally dead of people buying products, to the point of we're selling out a bunch of them. Meanwhile, Megyn Kelly's losing sponsors. It's all falling apart. But Lionel's right. They'll get high ratings like Piers Morgan had when I was on. And I'm not bragging. I don't know why this happens. I guess it's explosive to bring two forces together, like in a chemistry set. But I predict this will bring her down in the end. Because she was already sinking like a stone. This is a desperation move. So when I say Megyn Kelly needs the Patriot movement to tune in, that's the truth. It isn't me. It's Lionel. It's all the guests that it's the Ron Pauls we have on. It's all the news they don't want you to see. Remember when that Google document came out 3 months ago that Cernovich got, or 2 months ago, it said he had Ron Paul on saying the chemical attack was a false flag. That's not credible. Well, Ron Paul was quoting the UN and the Pentagon, but it's totally credible. It's because we are credible that they don't like it and they want it shut down. So when they want to censor Alex, they want to censor you. Lionel, what's really behind this?
Well, let me go back to this again. They are dying. You don't understand what is going on in the background at NBC with Andy Lack and others, because she has been a complete and total cosmic gravitational failure. And people who want her to fail. Do you know how many people she's alienated? Do you know what she did to the Today Show? I know that's kind of inside baseball, so to speak. But listen, let me explain something to you. Nobody has any idea of the power of not only you, but your movement and what this is saying. Nobody understands that. Now, another thing, too, is let me just also bring up, if you wanted to catch you, because believe it or not, it would have been better had she done what I suggested. Let her just ask you to speak. Alex, if you ever are dealing with somebody who is, if you truly believe they're crazy and dangerous and out of their minds, you let them talk. You almost give them the fake sense that you admire them. I would have done something like provided you with somebody else. Mr. Jones, tell me what it feels like to be the leader of a revolution. Tell me, I would have known your catchphrases. I would have lowered your guard. I would have brought out, it's just like hostage negotiation. You tell somebody, I understand your plight. I understand they don't respect you. Then I would have said, folks, run the camera. Let it go. But what she did was, because you knew these answers, because you never said anything that she thought you said, because you merely brought up things which she's never thought of before, basically that you have questions and others. Again, I ask anybody to watch that original trailer, Alex. It's incongruous. It doesn't make any sense. When she asks specifically about Sandy Hook, your answer, if you listen to it, I'm thinking to myself, did Alex not understand this? No, that's not what you said. You know, Alex, we live in a world right now where we hate the notion of plagiarism. And there's an old expression that says, if you steal from one, it's plagiarism. If you steal from a bunch, it's called research. But you know what's worse than plagiarism? What's worse than taking somebody's idea? It's taking somebody's idea and removing it, making it synthetic, making it false.
Building a straw man.
Precisely. So what she did was, you can say, how dare you? You know, Ms. Kelly, Ms. Megan, I knew you were going to do a hatchet job on me. I understood that. But I must have been naive. I would have thought you and this august organization known as NBC would have had the common decency to let me merely say what I wanted to say, not to expurgate and bowdlerize.
So let me ask this. We're going to come back. Roger Stone's got big breaking news. I've got my own intel on Comey. We'll talk about that. But do you think Kelly survives? Because I don't mean to be mean, but she's aging rapidly. But she's such a cold person, and people don't like her, and her ratings are going down.
This was the nail in the coffin. This precipitated that which was the inevitable. She wasn't working. Nobody at NBC wanted her. But not only that.
And so now she's going to get big ratings, but it's like the Death Star blowing up. That's it. The last hurrah. We'll be back.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Alex Jones, the cure to fake news, coming to you live from Austin, Texas.
All right, Roger Stone, former head of the Trump campaign, and Lionel are now joining us. Lionel's already been on. We're going to go to Roger first and then come back with Lionel. I don't like to sit here and talk about myself. I get attacked in probably, let's not exaggerate, a couple hundred newspapers a day because I get Google alerts. On average, about 100, 200. And I get attacked pretty much every day on ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, one of those channels. Today, I'm being attacked every 15, 20 minutes. So every other segment. And it's all lies. It's all things I didn't say or edited together. I told Megyn Kelly I believe that Newtown probably happened, but that if they lie to us constantly about WMDs and babies getting killed in incubators and all this other garbage, and CNN and MSNBC just got caught staging fake newscasts. I covered it earlier. It's on InfoWars.com with former Clinton campaign directors posing as random women on the street, you know, calling for, you know, Trump to be basically impeached. It's ridiculous. So, of course, we question known liars. then they turn it into this whole personal deal. But what do you do when, I mean, they're attacking Alex Jones more than Trump the last 2 days. It was the top story yesterday. It's the second trend today. And it is just unbelievable. Meanwhile, the reason we got Roger Stone on, he's got his sources, I've got mine. My sources at the White House and in other areas say that, oh, it's all Democrats, Mueller, Democratic appointees, you know, the whole situation is a nightmare, and that they've got the same folks, you know, in there before who they've used in hatchet jobs. Shock. Three members of Russian special counsel team donated to the Dems. One previously represented Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation. Meanwhile, exclusive, and I'd heard this morning. I didn't get a chance to call Roger to see if he knew about it. He told me some separate intel. DOJ brass says Comey struck insider immunity deal with Mueller to avoid criminal charges. And you saw how arrogant Comey was about criminally leaking and not being worried about it. But the intel I've got, we'll see if Roger can confirm or deny this. He's always ahead of me from my other sources, is that Rince Priebus, who reportedly is going to be out July 4th if he can't, quote, grow up and stop leaking, leaked the information to a mutual friend of Roger and I and others that Trump was looking to go after Mueller, which I've learned from sources he wasn't. It was done to further hurt the president, damage him, but also kind of cripple him so he doesn't have moral high standing to go after Mueller to kind of preemptively strike against that. Now, I haven't talked to Stone. When I got this info 2 hours ago, I started texting him saying, please get a hold of Nico. You know, I was driving in from taking my daughter to the dentist. So I, just like I hadn't talked to Lionel before, I don't know Roger's analysis. We'll see if it concurs with what I've got. Roger Stone of StoneColdTruth.com, best-selling author of The Making of the President 2016. I've laid it out. What's really going on?
Well, first of all, Alex, let me congratulate you for having the second-best-dressed man on the face of the planet. Lionel, on with you, a great friend and always interesting and always incisive. I think what's happening here, Alex, is that we have to remember where Mr. Mueller came from. He was not appointed special counsel by Attorney General Jeff Sessions. He was appointed by Mr. Rosenstein, a deputy attorney general standing in because in this matter, the attorney general has recused himself. And Mr. Mueller is a rock-rib member of the political establishment. He is a crony, perhaps even a mentor to Mr. Comey. We know that he met with and coached Mr. Comey on his testimony last week. We know that he has a history of career two-party opportunism, having served both the Bushes and the Clintons as a deep state hitman who would do their bidding, investigating some crimes and, of course, ignoring others. It is Mr. Comey who swept all of the FBI literature clear of any observations about Islamic terrorism, which I think has been to the detriment of law enforcement. And he cut the funding for prosecution of white-collar crime, the type committed by globalists, by almost half.
I was about to say, I mean, it's just been a rain of white-collar crime since he got in.
And a greatly increasing funding to crack down on black people, poor people, and so on, like the rest of the war on drugs machinery. Mr. Mueller, in fact, actually auditioned essentially with the president for the open FBI position caused by the firing of James Comey.
Now, this is breaking. This is the other point that I got from one of my sources, and you're bringing it up on your own, because that's what I'm hearing, that Comey, after he got fired, that the word was, there was even debate or discussion, or at least Mueller thought he might be brought back for another term?
Well, unfortunately, as we have seen in the case, for example, of Dina Habib Powell, Jared and Ivanka, the president's son-in-law and his beautiful daughter, have in many cases advocated the hiring and appointments of neocons, of people in the McMaster wing of the Trump White House. McMaster actually goes to the Bilderberger Conference. He is Johnny on the spot with an immediate plan for 150,000 troops in Syria right after, allegedly, Assad gasses his own people, having renounced any possession of chemical weapons 2 years previously in agreements with the Obama administration and with the assurances of his patrons, the Russians, who are vouching for him and without whom he cannot survive.
What about my sources saying that Kushner is losing power in the White House because he's the one that had assured Trump that if he just fired Flynn, everything would go away?
Here are the facts. Jared Kushner should not be convicted in the court of public opinion. And the beating he has taken for allegedly opening a back channel to the Russians,
that's totally normal,
I think is entirely unfair. But that said, it is Mr. Kushner who urged the president to fire General Flynn, assuring him it would make the entire Russian collusion question go away. He was wrong. And I think it's clear the president regrets it.
We're going to go back into more of this in a moment. I want to bring Lionel, because he's a former big city prosecutor, not just a media analyst, into this. I'm not a rocket scientist legally. But if you see all the crimes of the Clintons, the illegal server, the thousands of emails, caught lying, obstruction of justice, the attorney general ordering him to not call it an investigation, but a matter, clearly there's like a mausoleum of skeletons in the Clinton and Obama's closet, and we're looking for dirt under the fingernails of any Trump associates, or am I wrong? Because this just looks like the most classic witch hunt since the Salem witch trials.
You know, Alex, may I, if I could, this is incredibly important and critical, but let me just take this a step back. If we went to Main Street, to the heartland, if we went to any city in the country of the 64 million roughly Americans who voted for Donald Trump, and you ask them, does anybody know the name Jared Kushner, Michael Flynn, Bannon? Does anybody know about McMaster? Does anybody know about Comey versus Mueller versus, they would say, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Because while this is important and CNN is creating the illusion and the perception by saying investigation, hearing, just like they hit us with the meme of Russia.
Question swirl.
But to the average American, the person who's going to be asked to vote again for President Trump, if you ask this person, do these names resonate with you?
No, they don't. But Hillary does.
Hillary does, too. And also now watch the latest with Terry McAuliffe, because now he's going to be, he, and I'm sure Roger knows more about this than I do, but they're trying to now do a shift because, remember, the Democratic Party has lost so much time. They should have been able to formulate a platform and a
culture. Let me ask you this. That's my question. To go back to Roger briefly. We're going to go to break. How is this going for the Democrats? Because my sources say they're failing, but they don't care. They're now preparing and desensitizing for the assassination of Trump. Stone?
But Alex, before we go there, let me continue because I think it's important. Not only did Mr. Kushner tell the president to fire General Flynn, he then told the president to fire Mr. Comey as a way of ending the Russian inquiry. The president has done both. I think he regrets them. Why is it Mr. Kushner driven to end this line of inquiry? I don't think there's any culpability or knowledge by the president, but it is believed that Mr. Kushner probably solicited both the Chinese and the Russians to bail him out in his 666 real estate project. I don't believe any transaction ever came to fruition, but that would, and none of that would, of course, be a crime, but it would be deeply embarrassing. Perhaps that is the only real link to Russia, because The president was already decided to fire Mr. Capone because of his erratic nature and for the fact that he was empire building.
All right, stay there, stay there. I want to come back and talk about the state of things, but I want to get the big picture from both of them. I mean, how are these attacks working on Trump? Everybody I talk to is completely sick of it, including liberals. But does that matter? The Democrats just seem more like piranhas than ever. So I want to ask you just both the State of the Union and then about Megyn Kelly, because, I mean, this is one of the biggest stories in the country.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Imbrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic and high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayers, and because we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Imrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores, buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Imrix Essentials.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I've dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, does it attack belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435.
The former head of psychological warfare operations for the Central Intelligence Agency, supposed to say State Department, Dr. Steve Pachinik, will be joining us to give us his take on the PSYOP that Megyn Kelly's been engaged in. He's been blowing my phone up. I just talked to him during the break. And we'll get his take on that to see if it meshes with my current CIA contacts that are pretty high up. So that's coming up at about 40 after. Lionel's got to leave in a few minutes. Roger's going to stay to 40 after. He'll get into palace intrigue and White House shakeups at the next segment. But because this one is short, I want to ask both Lionel first and then Roger Stone. Everybody's been saying it. I've been saying it first, and I'm not bragging. It's just a fact. They're planning a civil war. They're planning a COG overthrow. They now are admitting it. Well, I've just studied deep state. That's how it operates. Again, I was talking about deep state 20 years ago. Not bragging, folks. We're just not fake news. They hate us because we know how they operate. There's rogue elements. The whole deep state isn't the enemy, because anything secret in government's deep state. There's rogue elements at the top, bought off by globalists, that are doing this. Let me ask Lionel this. They're talking about civil war. They're saying kill Trump everywhere. They just seem to be so arrogant. Where do you see all this going? And then Roger Stone.
I see ultimately a stronger, I don't want to be Nietzschean about this, but I see a stronger Trump. And from the time he came in, there was an attack from every flank, every area, every vantage, every direction. You know, Steve Bannon said it best. He said, if you think that they're going to just hand this back to us, that these people are going to relinquish their power, when you have a person in Donald Trump that is loathed by every faction, every contingent, every direction, every party, you name it, the press, the left, the right, the Democrats, the Republicans, you name it. And that's, frankly, I think, part of his charm. From the beginning, they are throwing everything they can at him. And what they're trying to do right now, let me just say something. There is nothing more dangerous than a special prosecutor. Go back to the days of Scooter Libby. Remember that. And why anybody would want to remove the most ineffective, ineffectual, weak, and effete prosecutor or FBI director like Comey? Why would you want to remove him? Why would you not let them just sit there and just wax ineffectual? I never understood that, because Mueller is scary, scary good. And also what happens is, remember, through habituation and through the conditioning of an audience, you can tell them over and over again that something exists when it doesn't. How many people believe that Russia somehow hacked into the election? How many people believe that somehow the president involved himself in obstruction of justice? Even though every scholar, up to and including Alan Dershowitz, not a big fan of the president, has said not only can the president fire Comey, he can threaten him, and he can also say, I just granted
him. Exactly. So they're trying to paralyze the president. They're trying to shut him down. Thank you so much. LionelMedia.com. Lionel, great points. God bless you. Thank you. Let me go back to Roger Stone now, the time we have left in this segment, and we'll go back to the court intrigue and other big shoes to drop. Do you agree with Lionel? Where do you see this going?
Well, I think the path here is fairly clear. The NSA and the House and Senate Intelligence Committees, having come up with not an iota of evidence of Russian collusion with Donald Trump or his agents, and therefore they have now manufactured this event with Mr. Comey. Mr. Mueller will be inclined to see this Mr. Comey's way. And I believe it is the plan of the establishment to bring a charge of obstruction as a means of achieving what they could not achieve at the ballot box, the removal of our president. Unfortunately, I think the option of firing Mr. Mueller, who, let's remember, was foisted on the president by Mr. Rosenstein, is probably more difficult now in view of some of the recent leaks.
Then how do you neuter him? Just point out all his Democratic connections, put out all the corruption, expose it?
I think you have no choice but right now to point out that he was coaching Comey before his testimony, that he has been...
So there's total collusion, and Comey even admitted, I did all this to get him in. I mean, he admits his conspiracy.
And the audacity that revolving door style, he was actually auditioning for Comey's position at the FBI, which went to...
So you've got classic sour grapes, a guy illegally leaking a nothing burger. They're pissed off. He's coaching him, admitting collusion, and then Comey arrogantly admits a conspiracy against the president to bring in his buddy, to bring him down. How is that not total recusal of Mr. Mueller?
No, I think you're precisely right. And therefore, you have standing by the whole Democratic left-wing mainstream media machinery, who will then make this the rationale for their impeachment movement against our president. It won't wash for two reasons. One, at best, I think the overall conclusion regarding Mr. Comey's testimony was that it was a dud and that he suffered in that. And at least half of the people in America have seen through this entire charade.
That's right. So does Mueller and the Clintons and the globalists and the neocons have the nerve to overthrow a sitting Americana president for nothing when they're so arrogant they admit they brought Mueller in collusion to overthrow the American people? What a group
We're
of arrogant
the
assholes.
The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You know, I forget the Marine Corps general in Korea, but they were surrounded by about 1 million Chinese troops. There was only about 50,000 Marines, and the army couldn't get to them. And the famous general, they said, "Sir, we're completely surrounded." And he said, "Good, now we can attack in all directions." It's a famous quote. We'll pull it up in a minute. And there's some other similar quotes by the Korean War Colonel Louis B. Puller. "We've been looking for the enemy for some time now. We finally found them. We're surrounded." That simplifies things. But that was from the Battle of the Chosin Reservoir. But, folks, the fact that they're desperately attacking everybody, the fact that they're frothing and going insane, just shows how weak they are. Yeah, there it is. Major General Oliver Smith said, retreat hell, we're attacking in all directions. And that was from the same battle. And then people under him basically said the same thing. And that's actually true. That's when you're winning, is when they're all firing and they're weak in weaker positions and you've got superior weapons. We've got Americana. We got the truth. We got the stock market exploding. We've got the borders being secured. We've got ISIS being crushed. We've got TPP, this global takeover, being killed. We've got the Paris Accord meant to screw us over that nobody else has to follow. Dead in the water. I mean, Trump. I've gone from cautiously Trump to just like, I can't believe people aren't more realizing this is the epic battle. But selfishly, before you finish up with some of the King's Court stuff and other tidbits, Roger Stone of StoneCulture.com, soon, again, to officially be with InfoWars, you just got to cement the deal. We're all so busy, you know, launching new operations. It's going to take some time because we're actually taking action. We're not just doing this on the drawing board here, folks. This is the real world, changing the world. Megyn Kelly, give me your real assessment. They're trying to brand me as fake news. They're really coming after me. Why? Is it effective? Where is it going?
Well, I'm reminded when you mentioned Megyn Kelly of that epic poem that the president recited during the campaign called The Snake. She's very charming, and to many men find her very beautiful, but she's deadly. And you never know how these incredibly talented film editors and news editors at her new network will splice and dice to make anyone that they interview look terrible. I frankly think that Vladimir Putin bitch slapped her on television. Many Americans I know who watched that thought it was that he handled her. Precisely, because...
And she's desperate for a win. He only gave her 15 minutes at lunch. She goes, off record, he's just intriguing. And she even blushed and went, so I guess she has a soul. She was like, oh, he's so intriguing. She almost had an orgasm talking about Putin. I mean, I'm serious. So I kind of feel bad because I gave him 12 hours and was totally open and nice, and they're going to edit the living hell out of me. But you know what? I went into the Gorgon's nest. I faced her. I don't think I destroyed her. I think she's already destroyed herself. I think she's going to have a dead cat bounce from this interview, but I think Megyn Kelly, unless propped up, is going the way of Piers Morgan.
Well, but here's the best thing, Alex, and that is she's just kicking your name identification into the stratosphere. Millions of Americans will get to find out at least who Alex Jones is.
Well, let's go further. It's not her. We have more audience than she does. The entire global media of the New World Order is attacking me right now as if I'm Satan himself. Why is that?
Well, look, I want to say to all the corporate America, yes, Megyn Kelly is making Alex Jones even bigger. Perhaps you should cancel your advertising. I mean, this is an absurdity, Alex. We all know this is going to be a hit piece. A carefully edited hit piece. We all know it can be done through the art of skillful editing. But at the end of the day, the credit goes to the man who climbs in the arena, the man who goes toe-to-toe with the face of the mainstream media in an effort to twist.
That's right. In Medusa's nest, with both my arms tied behind my back, I went into the Gorgon's lair. And by the way, I'm not joking. When she talked about Putin, I'm sitting there, we're eating barbecue, they're not rolling. I go, how was Putin? She goes, and she said, off record after. No, sorry, said lady. She goes, he was intriguing. Oh, don't say that. I mean, she was just like balled up. That was the only time I saw any life in her. She obviously didn't like me, which is fine. I mean, I didn't like her. I'm not in love with, like, you know, snow witches. Seriously, not enough junk in the trunk. I thought she might have been a robot looking into her eyes. They look like, you know, basically marbles. But seriously, why do you think she got so, like, cringe and actually looked down and went, such an intriguing man. What was going on with her?
Well, first of all, I had understood that she...
I mean, she was wiggling around in her chair, bro. She was wiggling.
My understanding was you were going to take her to a fine steak restaurant. Then I hear that you dined in some... Some described it as a second-rate barbecue joint. She, I'm sure, turned down the charm, and she was gooey and cloying right up till the epi-second that they turned the camera on, and then she lunged for your throat like a viper. Or is that wrong?
Oh, I've got it on tape because, I mean, I knew it was a Viper operation. She's like, oh, I'm so obsessed with you. Oh, I want to have a big juicy steak and I want to have a dessert with you. Oh, it's going to be a nice piece of profile. You're such a big man. You're so famous. I mean, I felt like in the movies I've seen, she's like, hey, honey, why don't you come up and see me sometime? I mean, I'm not a big topless bar guy, but I went to topless bars in college. It was like when they walk up and like, oh, baby, you want a lap dance? I mean, it was like, oh, yeah, you're really going to like this. And I'm the one. And I was just like, wow. And I was like, listen, I know this is fake, sweetheart. You want publicity. I'm willing to get it. You come on to town. And so, yeah, that was totally fake. She was the fakest I've ever seen. The worst cross-examination. I'm just so jaded. I didn't give a damn by the end, but they're going to edit the hell out of me.
Well, Alex, a number of the on-air correspondents at Fox have expressed to me privately that she is vicious, dangerous, calculating, that she cuts corners, and she doesn't really care who she climbs over in her ascent to TV stardom. And these are people who work with her. So, LQ, everybody is waiting with bated breath to see how they try to manipulate this interview, but your willingness to stand tall against the globalists, your willingness to call it the way you see it, your willingness not to be censored by those who demand political correctness, this is what's gaining you and InfoWars an extraordinary audience of liberty-minded Americans, as well as international.
Well, it's amazing. I wonder what the headline of this little video is we're about to snip out on a live show. Megyn Kelly in love with Vladimir Putin. Megyn Kelly appeared to become aroused. And I'm not just joking. It was like watching young girls when they saw Elvis throwing their panties at him. I mean, she looked down. She wiggled around. She really, like, balled up. It was the only time she acted like a woman. When she talked about Putin, she just, oh, he's intriguing. This is amazing. I mean, what the hell is going on here?
I think that's called gushing, Alex.
That's it. Megyn Kelly gushed over Vladimir Putin to Alex Jones.
Yeah, I think that's the name of the segment right there. Let's just put that baby out there. Look, she's going to get nailed out of this.
Sorry, go ahead.
It's funny to see her friends on the far left chiding her for giving Alex Jones a platform. This is like, give me the popcorn and let me sit back, because here's a fight which I don't care who wins. I'd like to see them kill each other, metaphorically.
Exactly. It's going to be a total train wreck that's totally edited from the promo piece I saw. Just, I mean, 30 minutes on each subject. So it's just all scrambled malarkey. Lighting from below, incredible. StoneColdTruth.com. Things are so fast and furious. Please come back on every day. Soon you're going to be hosting a show every day. God bless you. We appreciate you, Roger Stone.
Alex, I heard that they hotboxed you in a vacant home. They cranked the heat up to over 100, scheduled the interview late at the night when they thought perhaps you'd had a cocktail or two, when in fact you were sober as a judge. And I heard you gave as good as you got. So God bless you, and I look forward to being with you this week.
Well, thank you. No, I mean, I did give as good as I got. The problem was she would just stop and then do a zinger. Like, oh, so you glad the gays died? I'd go, what? She'd go, you know, at the Pulse nightclub. You said they deserve to die. And I'd be like, no, I didn't. I said, why do liberals bring in Islamists to kill liberals? I'm sad they killed them. I mean, it was horrible. It just was constant, constant, constant. Roger, thank you.
Many thanks.
Now, joining us is Dr. Steve Pachinik, who ran psychological warfare operations for the State Department, the CIA, you name it, helped found Delta Force with General Schumacher and, of course, Boykin. And, of course, he's a best-selling author with Tom Clancy, produced a lot of big Hollywood films. Steve Pachinik Talks is his latest book. StevePachinik.com is a really great website. Looks better than InfoWars.com. Sessions hearing has begun. If folks want to see the Sessions hearing, it's on InfoWars.com with Owen Schroyer, with a live feed, with commentary during the breaks, and documents and analysis being put up. So you don't just put out the senator's propaganda or folks. You actually can see documents over what really happened. So our feed is at InfoWars.com. And if you want to get the Sessions feed, it's at InfoWars.com. I know many stations may have broken in and are carrying that part of the latest witch hunt as well. Richard Burr is asking questions right now. But joining us is Dr. Steve Pachinik. I hate to make myself the center of attention, literally, because at this level it's pretty dangerous. But they're obsessed. They're demonizing Pachinik thinks Sandy Hook was totally staged. I've looked at all angles. With the media caught staging babies in incubators and all these lies, I said, did they kill a bunch of kids? Was it all actors? We saw a lot of anomalies, or did they really kill some kids? A lot of anomalies, but Pachinik believes it's totally staged. He exposed that they would roll bin Laden out 14 years before they did. And, of course, it's come out. I've talked to military folks, Navy SEALs, Army, people on the boat. They say there was no bin Laden. But these are known liars. If we didn't question them, we'd be insane. But separate from Sandy Hook, Dr. Pachinik, why are they coming after little old me? Because, again, it seems like our audience is getting bigger. Our traffic's at record levels. People are supporting us. We've got sponsors knocking down our doors. I don't understand what's going on here with this being one of the number. This was number one yesterday. It's the second biggest story in the country right now after Sessions. What is happening as a psychological warfare expert who's fought for this country and now fighting to try to restore the republic?
Well, Alex, it's always a pleasure to come on your show, and it's always a pleasure to follow you and Roger. The tete-a-tete was funny, but you kind of answered your own question. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. Jealousy is, I would like to wear something that you have, your jacket. I would like to have a show like yours. That's jealousy. But what you're seeing now is far more destructive, and that dynamic is called envy. In your question, you answered the very element that the media can no longer address, the normal media or whatever they want to call it, the mainstream media. You're number one. You create an alternative narrative. You are very clear. You stood by your positions. You called what it was, a false flag, 9/11. You've been with us for 20 years. You were never cowed. You were never beaten down. So what the media is doing, they're trying to take you down at the same time that they're taking themselves down. Now, the issue of self-destruction has been there for quite a while. You have talked about it. I've talked about it. Roger's talked about it. And what's happening is you're seeing the final cries of an elephant and a donkey that's basically dying. And the media can no longer understand, why didn't they get on the internet? Why couldn't they develop what you did, Roger, Alex? And in effect, what this is all about is really the dynamic of envy. They need to tear you apart. So a Megyn Kelly comes along, she's self-aggrandizing. She says she's really a reporter when in fact we know she's everything but a reporter. Her interest is in her narcissism and her beauty. And as her first husband said, she needs a wife. And her second husband became a very good wife for her. I have nothing against that husband. He happens to be a writer, and I wish him the best. But the bottom line is very simple. You will be in the position, while they try to tear you down and tear themselves down, of helping them. And helping them means the ratings for NBC, CNN, ABC, they're all in the toilet. The industry is in the toilet. I can tell you, as part of the Producers Guild of America, the Writers Guild of America, they don't know how to develop content for the internet. Now, along comes this very bright individual from Texas. They don't even know where Austin, Texas is. You're not from Hollywood, you're from Texas. And suddenly, your ability to have a repartee, to be incisive, to be funny, to be able to take yourself not that seriously, but at the same time to promote truth, transparency, and be incisive and witty, that is very dangerous to the mainstream media. So what do you have? You have an Anderson Cooper, nice, sweet guy, openly gay. That's not an issue. The issue is he forgets to tell you that twice. And many other times he's been in the CIA, had a CIA internship. Then you have Fox News. They went after Sean Kennedy. They went after all the people in Fox News. I knew Roger Ailes. I like working with Roger on the Bush administration. But he had played out whatever he needed to, and he did very well at Fox. Now what happened, the Murdoch sons are in, and they really don't know how to develop the content, not because they're stupid. It's just part of the mainstream media where content is king and they don't have it. Now, how do you explain to Hollywood and to the networks that you have an individual here who may or may not have been a comedian, God only knows what your past is, but I think it's wonderful, who comes out of de novo and creates an entity that's so powerful that you are in the millions. They can't talk about that at CNN. They can't talk about it at CNBC. They can't talk about it on anything else. So you have a race.
Well, I mean, InfoWars isn't that good, but let's expand. It's that they're that bad. They have to spend millions to reach a million. We spend hundreds of dollars to reach a million people. They're panicking, so they think if they kill us, that will make them whole because they're projecting they've destroyed themselves with their lies.
Correct. That's what that's part of the envy. That's they're self-destructive, but they want to make sure they take you down. Now, in that process, they really don't have the tools to take you down.
I was about to say, it's only making us bigger. I don't understand. I mean, are they really that dumb?
It's not that they're dumb. It's just that they're incompetent. They really have never been in a scope where you have been in that area. Now, let me explain it. Whoever you were, whoever you might be, that's a separate issue for them. What they can't understand is how you came out of de novo, literally out of nowhere, and came out of this area in Texas and developed an audience that they can't seem to reach. So the only way they seem to reach it is to mock you, to denigrate.
That's right. So you just said it. It's not me. It's not even you. It's all of us together. It's this community of American patriots who aren't left or right, who just want America back. They hate us.
Well, they hate you. They hate me, too. Let me tell you.
That's what I'm saying.
I have an agency that I've worked with for 20, 30 years, and I've said to them, look, I want to write about the alternative media, what happened, how it was done. They don't want to represent anything to do with Alex Jones. They categorically said to me, there's no way we're going to represent you and dealing with Alex Jones. They don't mind writing.
And they don't get that they're not even getting the new blood they need to survive. They're so stupid. We'll be back.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield. InfoWarsLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I want to crush the globalists because they're a bunch of stagnant idiots.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I don't think it's that InfoWars is that good. I think it's the globalists are that weak. I'm going to go back to Machinic here in this little segment, the next, and David Knight's taking over, and we're going to have Paul Watson and others coming up in the next few days in the fourth hour. I remember we were running some ads through a sponsor that wanted to work with me on some Clear Channel, big syndicated shows that have giant audiences. And I knew I'd gone on those shows and plugged things and had a big effect. I mean, I was on, you know, one show one time, George Norrie's, and sold like 20,000 DVDs with one 30-second plug. And then I was working with this vitamin mineral company that has great products, and they were running ads, and it was having no effect, very low. We did an ad, and the first time it had seven times the effect, and then every time I ran the ad, it was like 30, 40 times the effect by the time, and then they're still sponsoring to this day. And it's other issues, like take Clear Channel. I could go on all those stations and have them have warehouses and direct sell high-quality products to people, have the host part of it, and make talk radio profitable again. The executives don't care. They're just off in their own wonderlands, always looking for some other executive job they want to move on to, when talk radio is still ginormous. It still has huge audiences, and then you push that as the infrastructure that's already there to the internet. You have the trained personnel already in talk radio and TV. They're just letting all those people go when that's the huge value of personnel for the media army to take over. I'm not even that smart. These people are morons. I don't mean George. He's really smart. It happened in other cases. And so that's what I'm talking about, is they're just stagnant. They have no idea. They're insane. That's why we're going to beat them. They may bring me down or Trump down or anybody down. They're bringing themselves down. Globalism as we know it, anti-free market, a bunch of billionaires that want to make everybody else poor, that's not going to sell. If we promote freedom against that, they'll fall. I don't care how much money they got, what they're doing. If we believe in freedom, they're done. Briefly, speaking of that, Thunder Operation. We direct sell to you high-quality fluoride-free toothpaste, high-quality mouthwash, 10-to-1, the same cost as regular mouthwash, 10-to-1. 10-to-1, you know, 10 times cheaper. Sign up for AutoShip, 10% off on that. InfoWarsLife.com, 888-253-3139. We got 33% off on toothpaste right now. We're going to stop that today. It's supposed to end yesterday. InfoWarsStore.com. But, Shannon, again, I'm not an egomaniac. My ego is invested in humanity, which I guess I'm even a bigger egomaniac then. My ego's so big, I just associate everything with me. But you're the psychiatrist here. All I know is we're going to beat these people. We got a short segment here, another segment coming up. But it's not that we're even that good. It's that they're that pathetic. Is that accurate?
Both statements are true, but you are really far better than you understand. It's not just the fact that who you are, what you've created, and all of the personnel with you has a leveraging factor that's so great exponentially, you cannot find that on the main channels or on cable. And let me give you an example. The head of Netflix, who I assume is a quite competent guy, he just lost $110 billion on one show. He lost $99 billion on another show. These are shows directly to Netflix. They're in trouble. Amazon will be in trouble with content. Hollywood is in trouble with content. TV is in trouble with content. Why? Because there is no content. There are only so many times you can have a Jason Bourne. There's only so many times you have Jack Ryan. And there are only so many times soldiers can shoot up a scene. When an Alex Jones comes along and you don't know what the narrative is going to be, it puts everybody on notice.
So it's a loss of control. It's not Alex Jones. It's the maverick spirit of America. We'll be back in 70 seconds to have a chanic finish. And then David Knight's taking over. I want to give us credit, but it's just the maverick spirit. It's the